First, a new production brings the experience of women who have spent time in prison to the stage. The Power of Grace is a creation of Chicago's Still Point Theater. It's based on poetry written by formerly incarcerated women and performed by the women themselves. This Saturday at 6:30 p.m., the Fox Valley Unitarian Universalist Fellowship Church in Appleton is hosting a performance and a discussion with the cast. The show is free and open to the public. Mars Calton is the facilitator for Still Point Theater and a teaching artist for Grace House in Chicago. Mars, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, good afternoon.
And Heather Rivett is a cast member in The Power of Grace. Heather, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And Mars, give us an idea of what people can expect from The Power of Grace. What would we see?
You're going to see a handful of women who have been involved with the Persephone Project, which works with, it's a project of Still Point Theater, and it works with women who are either currently or formerly incarcerated. And particularly the work that is being performed in this program is going to be work that was written during the spring of 2017 with the women specifically from Grace House.
And Heather, you are...
So you're going to see some spoken word poetry, and you'll and there will be, you know, in acting.
And Heather, you were incarcerated for 2 years. You're participating in this project now. Can you talk about some of the emotions that you coped with while incarcerated and that you wrote about in this project?
Yeah, definitely. For me, it was, my first time being incarcerated for that long, and anxiety played a big role. I mean, it was like feeling betrayed and feeling shamed and, you know, not accepted in society by your family and stuff like that. It's very emotional. But working with Still Point and learning how to deal with that and put it into a new light, it's been fun. And like, speaking in front of people is my worst fear, but working with Mars specifically, like, she makes it so easy. So it's been a great experience.
What was it like to write down your feelings, I think, in poetry form, and then to get up in front of people and share that?
Well, like I said, it's my worst fear, so it was definitely nerve-wracking. But it was very empowering, especially getting feedback from people like, wow, we really enjoyed that, and thanks for sharing. You know, like, you never know who you're going to help sharing experiences, because people who have been through stuff who might be afraid to talk about it, it's not so much the differences but the similarities that you share with people. And I always say, if I can help at least one person, I'll feel successful.
Mars, can you tell us how the idea for this production came about?
Well, we worked for about 4 months meeting weekly, myself and the women at Grace House, and we did various themes, a different theme every week of what kind of things we wanted to write about. And we would take pieces and edit them. Sometimes people wanted to team up on a piece. Sometimes we had a whole lot of small pieces that didn't really say that much on their own, but then we put them together into larger group pieces. And one of the finale of the show is actually the recording of about 12 to 16 of the women, each putting in pieces of the poem, the finale poem that they all wrote.
And Mars, this is part of Still Point Theater's Persephone Project. Can you explain the Persephone Project and what it is?
Yes, that's a project that has been in existence for a few years. It works with women that are either currently in prison or have been formerly incarcerated. The women at Grace House are all women who are formerly incarcerated, some of whom are still on parole, and we work at the house doing spoken word and acting.
We're talking to Mars Calton, a facilitator for Still Point Theater, teaching artist for Grace House in Chicago, and Heather Rivett, cast member in The Power of Grace. It's a performance, a poetry written by women who were formerly incarcerated. There's an appearance coming up this weekend in Appleton. And Heather, why do you think it's important for people to hear these stories, to understand the experiences of women in prison?
Like I said before, if you're sharing something that other people might be afraid to share, you never know who in the audience is listening, that you're going to help relieve some stress or help give a voice to somebody else. Luckily, I've had awesome support, my girlfriend, my family, you know, the girls here at Grace House. But I think just getting the word out about women formerly incarcerated and some of the things that go on inside that people don't know about, shedding some light on that and hopefully making a better future for women is what the ultimate decision change should be.
And Heather, this is informing other people. Do you feel like you've learned something about yourself and your own experience by doing this?
Absolutely. My first performance, one of my first responses from an audience member was, "Oh my gosh, how long have you been doing this?" And I was like, "Oh my gosh, I've really only been doing this for like 4 weeks." So it was like really awesome. You know, it felt really good that people enjoyed something that I thought I was scared to do. In all actuality, from the feedback I've gotten, I hope that I'm really great. So it's an awesome experience. I look forward to the future.
And Mars, I understand the performance this weekend is followed by a question and answer session with the cast. What kind of discussions have come out of the past performances so far?
Well, one of the things that keeps coming up is how transformative these shows are. They transform the women that perform. It's been an opportunity for them to work through some feelings about life, either before, during, or after their prison experience, helps them overcome some fears and some boundaries, like Heather was talking about. But it also transforms people in the audience, because I think that we tend to have a them and us kind of viewpoint when we think about people that have been through the prison system. And when we start hearing some of these stories, we start finding pieces that connect to what we've gone through in our lives. And we can really start making connections between, well, what is a shared human experience, and just the details are different. And it really affects people in the audiences, and so a lot of people bring that up during the question and answer period. And I think we've also, a lot of people, they don't really know and they don't have an opportunity to talk to somebody who is saying, "You can ask me about things, and I'm letting you know that I've been through the prison system, and what would you like to know about that?" And people ask questions about that. And that's an opportunity for the audience as well.
And Mars, I think a lot of times if we think about education programs in prison, it's vocational, it's job training, that kind of thing. How important do you think a creative outlet is like this for someone who's incarcerated or just out of prison?
I think this is one of the greatest kinds of gifts that we can offer people, because it allows them to learn new ways to express themselves, to speak up for themselves, and to work as a team and as a group. And these are things that people may or may not always have, depending on what their life's journey has been like. But when you're talking about performing as an ensemble, there's a lot of teamwork and a lot of skill involved in doing that. And with our creative director, who is an actor from Chicago Shakespeare Theater, his name is Hector Pascual, and he has really helped us to learn how to read each other's cues, do collective timing, and these are all things that are community building, not just amongst the ensemble, but these are skills that will transfer to people's abilities to return to families that they've been separated from, perhaps, return to jobs, return to their communities as stronger individuals.
And Heather, you mentioned you've never done this kind of performance before. Had you written poetry before this program?
Yes. Actually, I love to write, and that is one of my best coping skills aside from music. So writing has always been a thing of mine, but I've never quite understood all everything about poetry. I never understood everything, but the way that we work with Stillpoint and how they break stuff down, how they teach us different strategies, even in the acting part of it, you know, it's just, it's an experience. It's something different. I enjoy it.
And Mars, before we let you go, there's this performance in Appleton this weekend. Are you working on more performances and maybe working with a new group of women who have been incarcerated?
We are looking forward to that. We worked 4 months straight last year, and then we went into some rehearsals, and then we've I think this is about our fifth performance. And we will be starting up again, you know, funding willing to be able to continue this project with Grace House so that we can involve more women, because as a transitional house, women do come and go. And we're looking forward to being able to continue so we can bring more people to do more writing and start working on a brand new show and a new ensemble.
Mars, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having us.
And Heather, have a great show in Appleton.
Thanks so much.
We've been talking to Mars Calton, facilitator for Still Point Theater, and Heather Rivett, a cast member in The Power of Grace. They'll be part of a free performance this Saturday evening at 6:30 p.m. It's at the Fox Valley Unitarian Universalist Fellowship Church in Appleton.